Daniel chapter 12, we will continue reading in verse 2. Some or many, I think this is probably more of a majority view, think that this Daniel chapter 12 is talking about the end of time, sometime even future to our day. And Kaufman took this view, and it's based off of this verse right here. And now, this is a describing a resurrection. Now, what Don Simpson says in here, that this is, instead of thinking of it as a resurrection, think of it as a deliverance. And this is how ultimately it was God's people, which in 70 AD, this was, this were the Christians at this time, at that time. And this is how they were delivered, which going back to verse 1. And so, but I'll read this verse here. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And so, but Don Simpson felt like that this was figurative language instead of literal, and this was describing a deliverance. And he gives some examples of other passages that are similar to this. But he wrote here, verse 2 is a scripture which at first glance could easily leap out of context into the doctrine of Jesus' second coming. It is the position of this study that the verses within the rest of the vision pertain to the Jews in their latter days as a nation, as from Daniel 11:14. The resurrection here mentioned would occur at that time. Again, we must go back to Daniel 11:45 to see when that time was, and then to Daniel 12, verse 7 to see when that time would end. There are numerous scriptures in the New Testament that describe the resurrection of saints at the Messiah's second coming. There is no question that there is a judgmental principle that is likened unto the destiny of the dead at the Messiah's coming. However, our context cannot be ignored. So that's what I appreciated about Don Simpson. He stuck with the context of what this was talking about and didn't jump thousands of years into the future. And it made the ending of this book of Daniel, this makes it very cohesive and much better to me, understandable. And then it goes hand in hand with the book of Revelation, talking about how the Roman Empire would be oppressing the Christians for a time, but then God would end the Roman nation. And so all of that is cohesive with this line of thinking. So he continues, there is no question that there is a judgmental principle that is likened unto the destiny of the dead at the Messiah's coming. However, our context cannot be ignored. It is proper to refer to verse 2 as a resurrection, though the word does not appear. The passage is speaking of Jewish destiny in the midst of a great persecution. The time of trouble is not speaking of tribulation just prior to the millennial reign on earth. Daniel earlier described a trouble in Daniel 9, 26 and 27, of which Jesus made mention in Matthew 24, 15 and verse 21 that we previously read, as he made reference to the judgment of to the destruction of Jerusalem. So that's obviously what this time of trouble is referring to. At that time is identified as a time of trouble for the Jewish people and is best understood in connection with the time of the end in Daniel 11:40. At the time of the end was the end of the Ptolemy kingdom, that's the Egyptian kingdom, that was the king of the south. In the latter part of chapter 11, we read about the making of Rome, In verse 40, the king of the north, which was Rome, came against the king of the south, which was Cleopatra. This was at the end of the last Greek-Egyptian empire before Rome took everything over. And there was with chariots, horsemen, and ships. In verse 42, the treasures of Egypt and all of its area became Rome's. In verse 45, we are told how Rome settled in Judea, where prophecy is also stated about Rome's end. It is this in this context that Daniel 12:1 appears, and at that time is the settling of Rome's authority in Judea. So they occupy and they are ruling Judea, and they are collecting taxes from them. And, you know, somewhat oppressing, but it's a, like an occupation is what they're doing. And the understanding of the trouble must be viewed with Rome as the persecutor. However, there would be deliverance for God's people. This does not mean that every single child of God would escape without physical harm from the persecutor, but it does mean that God watches over his people. The resurrection of verse 2 is to take place at that time. This is not speaking of a final bodily resurrection, whether visible or invisible. This resurrection, whether visible or this resurrection is figuratively used as compared to, and here are several passages that he says that this is comparable to using a resurrection terminology in a figurative sense as being delivered or redeemed and not in a literal sense. So Isaiah 26 verses 13 through 19, Ezekiel 37 1 through 14. These passages is where it is used in reference to a deliverance from Babylonian persecution, and but it was relayed as a resurrection vision and wording. See also Hosea 13:14, John 5:24, and Revelation 20 verses 5 and 6, where a resurrection is mentioned in a similar figure. So it's figurative language and not a literal resurrection, not the end of time. But this is a deliverance during the time of the Roman Empire destroying Jerusalem. This resurrection is a deliverance. The deliverance would come at the appearance of the Son of Man in heaven that Jesus said, Matthew 24, verses 30 and 34, which that's also commonly understood as being a symbolic language of God coming in judgment, Jesus coming in judgment. And that's exactly what God was doing when Jerusalem was destroyed. He came in judgment. This appearance is not the second coming of the Messiah at the end of time any more than the resurrection of Daniel 12 verses 2. Such a day of the Lord is deliverance and final judgment. So he's saying we have to separate this. This is figurative language here talking about the end of Jerusalem. And that is a contrast in a different time from the end of time when Jesus will come and there will be a resurrection that's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So this is a different time from that, and we have to look at the context that Daniel chapter 11 ends with, and that's the time that Daniel chapter 12 starts with, being Jerusalem in the days of the Roman Empire, and talking about the end of the Jewish nation. So we will end there, and Lord willing, we will start with Daniel 12 verses 3 next week.